the smell of these demons and the smell in hell was so atrocious. I can't even describe to you, but I'll try. It's like if you took, there was a smell of burning flesh, of sulfur. There was a smell of the demons were like an open sewer, putrid and rotten meat or bad eggs and milk and everything you can imagine. Take it times a thousand again and put it up to your nose and just breathe that in. It was so toxic it would kill you if you were here in this body. You would die. And I wondered, why am I living again through this smell? It's just so horrendous. But again, you don't die. You have to endure it. The profanities that they were cursing out God, that's mentioned also in Ezekiel 22-26. I am profaned among them, the word says. And profane means degraded, vulgar language and blasphemous. The torments that they were doing on me, it's mentioned in Deuteronomy 32:22-24. It says, for a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn into the lowest hell. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. So our teeth of beasts are upon you. 2 Samuel 22:6 talks about the sorrows of hell compass me about. And in Micah 3:2, there's an interesting scripture where the Philistines who hated the Israelites said the Philistines who hate the good and love evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones. That's what they did to the Jewish people. So that's in the natural, that's what they did. But where do they get that idea from? That comes from hell. That's what the demons do. And the mercy, there's only mercy in heaven. Mercy comes from God. And the devil has no knowledge of any kind of mercy. He's totally against that. Psalms 36:5, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. It's definitely not in hell. And in Psalm 74:20, it says, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. It's just a cruel, miserable, horrible place that you have to endure. You have to endure all these things. Another thing was, God has made mankind the highest form of creation. He has made us the highest form of His creation. And these demons were the lowest form of creation. And as man, we work hard to get ahead in life. We better ourselves. We study and all the things we do. And here in hell, your life is run by a demon. This creature that has a zero IQ, absolute ignorant creature, that all they know is hatred for God and hatred for you and torture. That's all they know, and they run your life, and you can't do anything about it. And there's scriptures about that, the humiliation that you have to endure, that this thing is going to run my life, and I can't stop it. In Isaiah 5:14, it says, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and the mighty man shall be humbled. Isaiah 57:9 talks about being debased into the lowest hell. And Ezekiel 32:24 talks about enduring shame in the pit. And on they go. But that was a horrible thing to have your life run by these creatures that have no mercy for you whatsoever.